There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come.
Welcome to one of our More to Come podcasts. Here's me, Dave.
And here's me, Pixie.
So today, what do you want to talk about, Pixie?
Well, Dave, tell me, how did you get into doing sensual massage?
Well, having been a master therapist now for almost 18 years, I think what happened for me was it was a natural extension for massaging the rest of the body. Started really thinking about, as a naturist, the rest of the body, thinking about sensual touch. Went and had a couple of sensual massages, really enjoyed them, and thought this was something I can add to my own work. Did some studying, started to practice, and it really's gone from there, and I've not looked back. And it's something I really, really enjoy, the intimacy with people, especially if people who haven't explored this for before. What about you, Pixie? How do you find it? How did you find it kind of learning from me?
Oh, yeah, because it's Dave's fault, by the way, that I do this. So I learned quite a lot from Dave, of sort of exploring my own body, really. And I think that's really important. I think we underestimate that. When we are in a relationship, or if you're going to sort of be in a casual relationship as well, that it's important to know how to be quite tender with people. And I kind of like started off, I suppose, quite in a meek way. In what I mean is that I wasn't too sure if what I was doing was right. But obviously Dave was going to give me feedback.
Well, what I say is she was pretty natural, to be honest. I think what's been quite nice is we started it when we first started to see each other. Probably the touch was just part of our lovemaking, but what was a really nice experience was to actually go, let's just do this properly one day. And I said to Pixie, just put this on, just a sarong that was easy to come off. Laid out massage mat on the floor, put candles round, nice music, nice oil. And really gave Pixie the kind of complete full experience. And I think that was quite different for you.
Yeah, it was definitely. And I kind of like coming into a new relationship as well. And one where it was completely different. And being able to just allow my body to accept what was being done regards of touch. And I think that was just really important. And it just allowed me to open up. Literally. Make me think that, you know, this is a really lovely experience, and that's taking it from there, really.
So yeah, I think it's something that we've really enjoyed. We encourage other people to do it. We ask people who maybe are struggling with intimacy that it's something that they can explore in their own relationships. But yeah, onward and upward. It's something we've done, and we're not going to look back. We hope everyone who comes here has a fantastic experience.
Yeah, and I think that people are nervous, but they're not sure where they're going and who they're meeting. But we are just genuinely quite natural with our own, natural and comfortable in our own skin, which really does help put people at ease and helps other people explore their bodies as well. So I hope that helps everybody know who we are.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed that one, and we'll see you on the next More to Come podcast.
There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come.